And now, I'd like to show my love by making for you a Quebec pizza.
What's that?
Pop-Tart with the ketchup. She's good.
Daniel Palmer, San Antonio, Texas.
Hey, Doc, we better back up. We don't have enough road to get up to 88.
Roads? Well, we're going, we don't need roads.
Ba-la-la-la-la.
It's showtime.
This is Old School at the Fuck. TTN at the Movies, episode 7 for October 1st, 2017. TTN at the Movies brought to you by the brand new TrendingTopicsNetwork.com. Check out some great shows like All Beer Inside, Wrestling Cheers, and The Tuts Experience. Welcome back to TTN at the Movies, your one-stop shop for all your movie-related news. I'm your host, Mr. Old School. Going into the panel this week, let's get into the contact information. Oldschoolmovies2 at gmail.com is my address that you can send me an email at stfuoldschool on the Twitter, or check out, it's coming soon, ttnatm.com. That's Tango Tango November Alpha Tango Mother. I know that's wrong. Fuck you.
It's Mike.
Mike, thank you. I was close. Missed one letter. On the panel this week, we've got Mr. Carpe Diem.
Dude, where's my car? Where's your car, dude?
Did I overhear Charlie talking over the intro?
Yep, that's what she does. She.
Oh, okay.
That's right.
All right.
We. She's a Sally soundtrack, not only at the movies, but also in real life.
So whenever it comes down to something involving movies,
she's there.
She has to talk.
She's there to ruin it. That's what
she has to interrupt.
And speaking about the ruiner, we have our friend from STFU. We've had
your best friend from STFU, Charlie.
We have. I was gonna play a clip. I guess we don't have.
There's
one.
No clip.
Charlie's on the show. We also have Mr. Heavyset.
If there's a need for a rescue mission, when the world is threatened, when the world needs help, it calls on America. So I know who's asked to kick.
Heavy set.
Them sons of bitches.
Hi. Heavy set. Fuck, I have to disable an ad blocker to fucking fuck you, fucking Screen Rant bullshit.
Hey, I'm wondering, are you going to update Heavy set to the current POTUS?
Yes, I'm working on it.
Some sort of.
Got to be huge.
It's huge.
It's big to be huge. The last clip was a loser. Last clip was a loser.
Pretty good people.
I'm going to bomb this other podcast to hell.
Yeah.
Actually, I think
this
it'd be
other
funny
podcast is a dotard.
Instead of using actual clips from Trump, you should use clips from SNL as as Trump.
Oh,
that'd
fuck.
Be huge.
Baldwin as Trump is the best.
All SNL right. Debuting September 30th.
Three new cast members, by the way.
Ryan Gosling and Jay-Z.
Oh, come on. Oh.
I like Jay-Z?
That's not a cast member. It's just a
no,
guest.
No, that's the guest. Yeah, Jay-Z's okay. Not a cast member of SNL.
Jay-Z is the musical
how
guest.
How fucking weird would that be, though? Yes, he's the musical guest. All right. Our first news story is actually a trailer. John Travolta is playing the crime the crime boss, Gotti. We're going to play a trailer.
The crime Gosling? Is he the crime Gosling?
Speaking of Gosling, this could possibly be a Travolta career rejuvenation. Thoughts after
let's
the trailer.
Well, fake news.
You're the one that I want. Ooh.
Let me tell you something. New York is the greatest city in the world. My city. I was a kid in these streets, and I made it to the top. I made my bones doing a piece of work for Don Carlo Gambino. Like that, I became a made man.
Dad, I'm thinking maybe take a year off. Why, you want to hang out with me?
Do you know what you're doing to this family?
I will build something that nobody can destroy.
Salute.
Paul Castellano was a fish in the desert. I never respected Paul.
You killed the boss of us.
You will bring down hellfire.
There is no choice.
You'll need the support of all five boroughs. Queens, Brooklyn, Manhattan, Staten Island, the Bronx.
Our job now is to maintain leadership. I nominate John Gotti.
To the new boss!
Oh.
Let everybody know. Now everybody comes to me.
I'm so proud of you.
You should be running your own crew now.
Mr. Gotti, are you the head of the Gambino crime family?
I'm the head of my family.
Mrs. Gotti, do you know what your husband does for a living?
He provides.
John's getting too much press. That can't go unchecked.
It was meant for you.
We've never been under this kind of scrutiny before.
What were you saying on the tapes?
I said a lot of things that could get a lot of people in trouble.
Dad, say the word, I'll go over a cliff for you.
You swore to me that you would not bring him into that world.
This life of Oz is a wonderful life if you can get away with it.
Johnson has been an informant for the FBI.
It's a grand lie!
Order!
You fight till you can't fight no more. Never back off, ever.
We walk together and we fall together. This is the life.
Charlie, being the resident Italian, are you a fan of kind of crime boss mob stuff?
No. And I feel like he's trying to be the next Al Pacino or something.
Yeah.
Sucks.
You were not interested at all? Are you a fan of like Godfather and stuff like that?
I never actually saw it, to be honest. Wow. Yeah. But, it's not representative of real life, you know?
Obviously. But from what I understood, real life copied that. And they started kind of acting like that because of the movie.
No. It's the media.
Gotcha.
No,
so,
it doesn't look interesting to me, this movie.
No, zero. It's an A for
zero.
You. Heavy set. Here, Nick.
What type of sound do Italian tires make?
What type of sound do Italian tires make?
Pasta?
Dago wop 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 wop.
That was good.
That's funny.
Yeah, Nick?
It's a yay for me.
Oh, a yay?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
I don't.
Are you going to mention why or tell me why? Tell me why.
I like
why.
That kind of stuff.
But does he have a car?
Well, like you're a fan of mob movies and stuff, Godfather and Goodfellas.
I like the first. I still can't get through the second one. Yeah. I can't get through the second one to save my life.
Carpenter, you're
not. Nobody, I mean, nobody understood my it's joke. It's super unrealistic because he's not like, he isn't like, boopity boppity, boopity boopity boppity boop.
It's a FIFA loom.
I don't know about resurgence like you're saying because he did a pretty damn good job as Robert Shapiro on American Crime Story. So I would say that was kind of maybe his resurgence, as to say. Because, you know, after all the great things he did, after Pulp Fiction, like Swordfish, he was terrible in. The Punisher, he was terrible in.
Face Off.
Be Cool, he wasn't that great in. Wild Hogs, oh yeah, that was a great
Wild
movie.
Wild Hogs.
Old Dogs, oh yeah. No. I mean, look, Travolta will have a hit, and then he'll have like a decade of crap. And then he'll have a hit or two, and then another decade of crap. So it looks good. I mean, he did a great job. He did a great job as Shapiro in American Crime Story. I'll probably see it. I mean, it's been a long time since I've seen a really more than half decent mobster movie. So yeah.
Cool. All right. Next news story. Terminator 6 will hit theaters in summer 2019. The Terminator franchise has obviously had its ups and downs over the years with the last three installments, Terminator 3 Rise of the Machines, Salvation, and Terminator Genesis, all failing to launch new trilogies. Paramount Pictures initially had two additional release dates set for Genesis sequels, but the film's critical and domestic commercial failure forced the studios to abandon those plans, which opened the door for the franchise creator James Cameron to return. Cameron boarded Terminator 6 earlier this year as executive producer, with Deadpool director Tim Miller helming the upcoming sequel. And as far as casting goes, Schwarzenegger confirmed his return as the iconic T-800, but with a twist. He will also be playing the human basis for the original Terminator, thus allowing the sixth installment to provide some background information on the sci-fi character. I'm really looking forward to this. To be honest, I find Arnold's a little too old for it, but it wasn't as bad as I would have thought. The last one, they really hit his age well with CGI and kind of film tricks. I know I wasn't in the majority when I say that I enjoyed the last Terminator, but I did. And the fact that Cameron is coming back on board and Arnold's going to be on board, it's definitely on my list. It's a yay for me. We're going to start with Heavy Set. Your thoughts on the Terminator franchise, the fact that Cameron's coming for a sixth installment, and should they keep doing these films?
I'm so, because I'm kind of lost. I'm not really a big Terminator person. I've never really, really enjoyed the franchise. I like the when they tried to do the reboot, I like the direction that was going, and then they immediately went, oh, by the way, that doesn't count anymore. So
yeah, because they're pretty much negating. They're going to be negating like the three shit ones. It's like it didn't happen. Like going on later on in the article, they mentioned it's the timeline's going to be after the second one.
I want them to be able to fit that into their universe, though. I liked what X-Men did.
Yeah.
When they realized how much they fucked up, they went, okay, we're going to find a way to retcon this. We're going to find a way to just go back to basically start fresh, but keep everything somewhat canon. So, I mean, granted, luckily with like a superhero movie, you can do that type of stuff, but this involves time traveling. Let's find a way to explain it. Like, even if you just say that something happened to now, that like that's a timeline, but it's gone off because of this reason.
I just can't see how the fuck they would explain that clusterfuck of four movies. Like even the three before that, it's just all over the place. Like if they could figure out a story that works, yeah. But I think the best way to do it, I agree with Cameron, is to just kind of forget the other ones and just work off the second movie. Charlie, your thoughts on a T6?
Honestly, I'm so tired of all these sequels.
Yeah.
Like, can't you just find a similar but different story? Maybe you could bring in some characters, but just start a whole new story altogether. Yeah. And then, oh, all of a sudden, I don't know, Terminator shows up or fucking RoboCop, hey, whoever it is. Baby. Who cares what it is? Just make it creative. Is it really necessary to do a T6? Like, honestly.
Yeah.
You know how many, who's been in too many sequels and variations of movies? Robert Downey Jr.'s Iron Man.
But he's so hot, though. but you know what, though? That's a good example because the story, let's say Spider-Man, which I think you guys talked about already, he wasn't really part of the story, but he was in it. Can you do that for other movies where it's a completely different story? Mind you, Spider-Man is not a completely different story, but you make a completely different movie and then, oops, you show up, an old character just shows up, makes a cameo, and just leaves. But stop it with the whole, like, repeating the same movies and just making sequels and sequels and sequels. I'm tired of it.
So here it is. Time Traveling Paradox Terminator Edition, right?
Right. I don't know. To be honest, because it's like the whole Deadpool, is it the director or something like that he's in? I don't remember at this point.
Oh, the director he quit. He actually quit that doing Deadpool to do T6.
Okay, Deadpool. So I'm a little curious about that. I'm not going to lie, but just ditch it. Just stop it at one point. Should have stopped at 5.
Yeah. Well, I think they should have stopped at 2, but yeah. I agree. It goes to the whole sequel thing. I mean, at the end of the day, Hollywood's going to work, unfortunately, with what already works because they're playing it safe right now. It's the problem. They're losing too much money and they're just trying to work with titles that they already have. But yeah, it's definitely an issue. Carp, your thoughts here, Nate?
I mean, anything Terminator. You know, the beginning of the end is going to be here in Montreal because Facebook has an AI office. So, I mean, we're looking at Skynet. In Montreal, we're not allowed Uber, but we're allowed to create the end of the world here. So
you're really pissed off about this.
I am really pissed off.
I've never heard you more bitter, more crestfallen about something.
Oh, you got yourself a new buzzword, buddy.
No, you have no idea. Every 3 seconds, dude, with this fucking word.
Dude, just wait for STFU. That's all.
Is it because you're an introvert that you have to find the occasional buzzword like ambivert or
crestfallen? Is the awful.
It's a beautiful word, and I'm bringing it back.
No, you're not.
Oh, crestfallen. Wow.
You're welcome.
Can't wait to hear that 4 dozen times in the next week.
You're welcome. Why doesn't Dean Ambrose take a light tube to the face, Carp?
It wasn't your fault, old school. It wasn't your fault.
He put his head down.
Heavy's just sitting there enjoying the ride.
I am. Oh, this is great.
All right, so yay or nay, Carp, Terminator 6, go.
I'm a yay. It could be Arnie in a fucking missing legs in real life in a wheelchair, and I'll still just anything with Arnie. Look, I went to see Maggie. It was something different with Arnie.
It was the best acted Arnie movie ever.
Arnie, really, guys?
Well, Arnie. I swear to God, Maggie, he like gets emotional. He actually brings the acting chops.
First of all, that's impossible. And second of all, you're calling him Arnie. That's what I'm commenting on. Oh, it's weird.
It's Arnie. Like, that's, if you, I'm sorry, but that's, it's a known term.
Okay.
Like, he's got another escape movie with Escape Plan movie coming up.
Escape Plan 2, Escaping Again.
Plan 2. He's apparently doing another Conan, Triplets.
Why?
It's going to get all of my money.
God. Stick to politics.
Stick to policy. I'm sure
weirdly enough.
I'm sure California would not agree to that. All right. Next news
story. Even got a weird movie coming out soon called Killing Gunther. and it looks like a comedy.
That actually looks good, yeah. That does look good. Die Hard 6 is still in active... What?
Come on, Die Hard 6.
Speaking of sequels, Die Hard 6 is still in active development. Director Len Wiseman has confirmed the project was first announced by Wiseman back in 2015. The story will be a prequel-sequel hybrid. The prequel side will find young John McClane as a beat cop in 1979, while present-day McClane, once again played by the series star Bruce Willis, will have to deal with a threat from his past. Fan reaction to the movie's concept has been mixed, to put it mildly, with many questioning the logic of the prequel aspect. What made McClane such an intriguing, relatable hero in the original Die Hard was that he's just an ordinary cop who's never been in such an extreme situation before. Retroactively bolting an origin story into the character feels like a bad move. Carp, is it a bad move? We're going to go to you first because I know you're a huge fan of Die Hard. You shit on me because I didn't see the first Die Hard. I know we're not going to go back to that.
I've read the Die Hard Year One comic book. If they could base even like half of that movie, the Year One stuff, on that comic, you got me. He's meeting Holly Gennaro. He's a beat cop who's dealing with some bad drug deals. The comic was amazing. If they can use that source material, I'm really looking forward to this. I don't know what material they're allowed to use, but if they can use the Year One source material comic book, I'm 100% in.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense that they're going to introduce a new character at some point. Like, Bruce Willis won't, he's going to be fucking 900 years old. He's not going to be able to play John McClane. They have to bring a new guy into the series. You know, yeah, sequels suck, but it is still a money-making franchise. So, to me, logically, it makes sense to make that move.
It's a prequel sequel, and to me, if they had just called it Die Hard Year One and did the prequel where he's the beat cop, he's meeting Holly, and what happens is like they're on a, you know, he just arrested some guys for some drugs. They got out of jail. They were coming after him on his date. Like, the comic was great. They just need to use that.
Yeah.
So,
heavy set, your thoughts, Die Hard 6?
Not really a fan of the series. I don't care.
Charlie, you a fan of John McClane?
No, I'm a fan of Bruce Willis.
Okay.
He's pretty hot, but that's it.
Okay.
Bye.
Cool. I want to see his...
I think when the new one does come out, Carp, you should take Charlie with you and then fill in all the past movies, like, right as the movie.
That would be amazing. Thank you, Heavy.
As soon as it's about to start, I can explain everything.
Everything. Every six movies.
I can explain.
Including
the
one that's playing.
Yeah.
The basis of the Hans Gruber character and why he's one of the most iconic villains of all time. So, Charlie, we'd have to go about 4 hours before the movie, and then I could explain everything to you, so you wouldn't have to open your mouth once during the movie.
No, it has to happen during the movie, or else it doesn't count.
Yeah, it's not the same.
My ears don't work otherwise.
And they don't want to say they don't work.
That's
why I'm getting you a ball gag.
All
Merry Christmas. Here's a ball gag for movies.
Ooh, ball gag. All right. Weekend box office. Let's get into it. Break it down. Kingsman Full Circle debut, $39 million. Budget of 100.
Full Circle, you idiot.
Kingsman, the Golden Circle. Asshole. It, $29 million total domestic at $266, $35 million budget. It's got a total worldwide gross of $482 million. Holy shit.
And officially the highest rated
R-rated movie ever.
Yeah. R-rated horror movie ever.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was the biggest movie gross in September as well. The Lego Ninjago movie.
Ninjago.
It's out? I didn't even know.
You want to go? I'll go see Lego. $20 million debut. American Assassin number 4, $6 million. Total domestic of 26. Still on my list, probably a DVD or a download. Mother, $3 million. Total domestic at 13. Number 6, Home Again, $3 million. Total domestic at 12. Friend Request. What the fuck is this?
Oh, God. You ever see
Friend Request, Evil is Trending?
Oh, God.
You ever see the movie Pulse?
No.
So Pulse, basically, they end up hacking into an alternate universe where people ride the electric waves and they eat like other people's souls or whatever.
Okay.
This is like a Facebook horror movie.
Huh.
It looks so terrible. Okay, I love terrible. This looks beyond what
this is. The guy who loves zombie beavers and he hates
I was gonna say it's worse than zombie beavers.
Number 8, Stronger, 1.6 million. That's it. What the fuck is this?
Apparently Mother got really bad reviews, no?
Yeah, and it's an Aronofsky and it got
holy
shit.
Okay, the wheelchair Boston movie with Jake Gyllenhaal debuted with $1 million. Ouch.
Zombie.
It seems stupid. I heard the commercials. It sounds really dumb. Sorry.
Not zombie beavers.
Zombievers. Get it right, Charlie.
Oh, sorry. No.
The Hitman's Bodyguard had $1.6 million this week, with a total domestic $73 million, and rounding up the top 10, Wind River, $1.2 million, total domestic of 31. Movie is up, coming up this week. Oh, we got Jeepers Creepers 3.
Oh, boy.
Are we not doing a movie review?
Oh, yes. Let's do that. Who has seen Kingsman? I'm guessing Carp has.
Maybe you should read the notes when I update them.
I don't. Oh, yeah, there we go. Kingsman.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Hey, Carp, what's...
Show that you brought back.
Was it good?
Movie review of the week, Kingsman. Carp, go ahead.
Was
really
good,
but not as good as the first.
All right, thank you very much, Carp. Let's close the show.
Definitely, if you like the first, you'll like the second. It's got the spy aspect. It brings back some characters. You're following Eggie pretty much. And you meet what are called the Statesmen, if you've seen the trailer. If you haven't seen the trailer, then go fuck yourself. You meet the Statesmen, which are basically the American version of Kingsman.
Okay.
Kind of joins the two together. You got Tatum in a half comedy, half action role. My only complaint is the cinematography for action was nowhere near as good as it was in the first. Like,
right. Just
that church scene alone in the first movie.
Yeah.
Quiet you.
You know, but if it's not as good, then that's like the entire movie was that church scene. It was like phenomenal.
First of all, you're mentally retarded for making that comment.
Ooh.
Don't say that word. That's mean.
Don't say it anymore.
Kingsman was something new and original, and it was great for what they did.
Buff. Okay.
Two, you know, you're following Eggsy again and some shit's happening. Hey, it's a great movie. Definitely worth a Tuesday. I would have even gone on opening date on the Friday if I wasn't busy this past weekend. So check it out. Just as enjoyable. A couple of good twists. Just, you know, there was something, I guess, because of the originality of the first, it was so much better. But definitely check it out. Great, some good action scenes, some fun, some good comedy. It's a 7.5 out of 10.
And does he get the fucked chick in the butt again?
Oh, gotta watch the movie.
Ooh, cool. There you go.
Yeah, that was bad. That was
the best part of the movie.
That was the worst part of the movie.
That was the best. He's like, hey, man, he saved the world. He gets to do her in the butt.
That was terrible.
I fucking loved it. It was the best. All right. Upcoming movies this week. Upcoming movies this week, we've got Jeepers Creepers 3. No.
I want to talk about this, actually, first. So Jeepers Creepers 3 is coming out, right?
Go for it.
So Victor Salva, the director of Jeepers Creepers 1, Jeepers Creepers 2, and Jeepers Creepers 3, something has recently come out where he had done some time because he molested a 14-year-old. Now, he did this in the 80s.
No big deal. And he
got the fuck up. And he did his time. Nobody complained about Jeepers Creepers 1. Nobody says shit about Jeepers Creepers 2. People are saying a lot of shit about 3. Why? Why are you starting now? Like, I understand there's too many social justice warriors out there now.
Yeah.
You should have said something during the first fucking one.
It's today's time, which is kind of fucked up. It's weird. Say, like, if there was an issue, why didn't you mention it during the first two?
Because it wasn't accessible. Information wasn't as accessible back then.
The internet wasn't available, like, 10 years ago?
Tell me the internet was available in 2001.
Not as much. Not as much. No, absolutely not.
Anyways. But, like,
he fucked up. He did his time. He didn't Polanski. He didn't run away. He did his time. People do their time. He hasn't done anything since.
Yeah, but...
So, he hasn't done anything since in any relation to this whatsoever. Just let the guy's movie come out.
Yeah,
shut up. If it bothers you, don't go see it.
Yeah,
don't try and get it back.
Yeah, so do you have a right to silence somebody and not do his work 15 years after he's done crime and paid for it? Like, does he not have a right to, like, do anything else after that? That's a good question. We're going to ask Charlie.
Well, in my opinion, is people are way too sensitive right now, and they're looking for things to concentrate on, given the state of the world. So I'm not surprised that
recreational outrage. I guess that's a term.
Yes, and people, more than anything, people are looking for clicks on websites. So anything dramatic that is from the past that can come back up, it will come back up, even if it's from 20 years ago. As long as people can get a click, so that people can get educated, it will come back up.
Well, period. What do you say? Do you agree? Like, should his film still come out? Or
yeah, the movie can still come out. I mean, it's not as dramatic. I don't think that people are getting riled up as in, like, he's a criminal because he did do his time, but more like it's news, quote unquote.
Yeah.
So they'll click on it.
Yeah, it's...
it's media.
Like, I think I agree with Carp. If you don't agree with it, don't watch the movie. But don't let him... He can't do work anymore. He can't do anything anymore. You know what I mean?
Like, who says that?
Well, that's... The argument is, like, they should not release the film because of what happened 20 years ago.
Yeah, but who says that?
They're doing petitions, like internet.
Yeah.
They're pushing the media.
I'd be curious
companies.
To know the actual statistics behind that.
They're trying to get one of those change.org things, like, completely signed and everything.
Mm.
They're trying to prevent this guy to, like, ever make a movie again, even though he was free of parole in 1992. First Jeepers Creepers came out in 2001. Next one came out in 2004. Yeah. He's done multiple movies. Why is this happening now?
People need to concentrate on things.
I agree with Charlie. I think it's just recreational outrage. It's bullshit.
Yeah.
Heavy, I want to get your thoughts on this. It's a good topic.
What was it? I was kind of spaced out.
Yeah. Well, we're talking about, like, a guy did was molesting a kid.
Victor Salva got in trouble for, I could give you the exact thing.
Well, it was fucking something with a minor. And it was like 30 years ago.
So in 1988, Salvo was convicted of sexual misconduct with one of Clown House's underage stars, a 12-year-old boy, including videotaping of one of the encounters. Commercial videotapes and magazines containing child pornography were also found at his home. Salvo pled guilty to lewd and lascivish conduct, oral sex with a person under 14, and procuring a child for pornography. He was sentenced to 3 years in state prison, served 15 months, and was paroled in 1992.
15 months? Fuck.
So now, he did his time.
Yeah.
And
did he though?
From what I understand, going into jail as a child molester is even worse than going into jail as a murderer.
But he didn't go for 3 years. He went for 15 months.
He didn't do his time.
According to the state, he did. We don't have to agree with it, but he did. He did follow the law. Like, I think it's stupid. He should have spent more time there, but yeah.
He was paroled. And this is public. People know about it. Then why did he even get a chance in 95 when he did Nature of the Beast? He did the movie Powder about that albino kid. Like, he had a major studio release 3 years after this.
Yeah.
People know of what he did. Why even let him do it in the first place?
Yeah, but people didn't know
Polanski.
Back then.
Polanski ran away to another fucking country so he couldn't get in trouble. And he still did movies. And people don't complain about Polanski as much.
Yeah. But
that's interesting.
Did he release a movie recently?
Polanski?
Yeah.
Not Reese.
I can guarantee that if he came out with a movie tomorrow, it would come back out.
It'd be over.
It's just the times.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, no, he's still in, like, somewhere else.
Exactly.
Abby, your thoughts on this?
Yeah.
All right, let's move on.
All right. There you go.
There, he's got a movie called D coming out in 2018. Polanski.
Perfect. Watch it.
Yeah, check it out.
You'll see how much drama.
Ban his ass. Just set him on fire. Okay, let's check out movies coming up this week. One is American Made.
This is the United States Drug Enforcement Agency. We are ordering you to land.
All right, boys. Let's land.
What is he?
My name's Barry Seal.
Oh, that's for the damage. For your sister, hey, little darling, and your back.
Some of this shit really happened.
You never saw me.
Top of your class in the Civil Air Patrol, a pilot like you shouldn't be flying buses.
Welcome to Miami. Welcome to Bakersfield.
Haven't you ever wanted something more, Barry?
You should be serving your country.
Your CIA.
Shh.
We need you to deliver stuff for us.
Oh, this is legal?
If you're doing it for the good guys. Woo!
Barry Seal's a goddamn genius!
You are an airline pilot, Barry. That's how you support this family.
This is gonna be good for us.
Is this all legal?
You trust me?
No!
We're expanding operations, Barry.
The devil you know, the devil you know, the devil you don't. The devil you know, the devil you know, the devil you don't.
Roscoe dug this up in the backyard. There are bills blowing around everywhere.
I'll rake it up in the morning.
ATF, drop your weapons!
Guns, drugs, money laundering.
Did y'all know that caddies have more trunk space than any other car? I'll get each and every one of you a caddy for your troubles.
Say, I'm gonna walk out of here. There ain't a damn thing any one of you can do about it.
He's free to go.
Oh, wait a minute.
The boy should have taken the caddies.
I was working for the CIA, the DEA,
and Pablo Escobar.
1,500 kilos.
That's 1,500
kilos, Barry.
In one go.
Get it done.
Tom Cruise starring in American Made, playing a U.S. drug runner during the big cocaine days, Pablo Escobar, all that crazy shit. I'm a huge fan of Tom Cruise.
Wow, your description is beyond amazing.
You're welcome.
It made me crestfallen.
Yeah, I agree. This is a year for me. I'm a huge fan of Tom Cruise. I'm not going to ask Heavy. I know where he stands. Carp Yerne.
It actually looks pretty good. I would go see this.
I'm curious about Charlie. I'm not sure where she's leaning, so let's get your...
Listen, I know that Tom Cruise is, like, weird and a psychopath,
right.
But he's a really good actor.
He's fucking phenomenal.
Anything
so
that
good.
He plays in is just amazing.
He's so intense.
Yeah, he's a good actor, so I would go see it, yeah.
Cool. All right, that's going to be it. The rest of the movies don't look too interesting. Close the show.
Actually, Flatliners doesn't look too bad.
All right, let's check it out. One second.
Oh, I don't know about that movie. Oh, because it's a horror, isn't it? Or something?
Oh, are you scared?
Are you so scared?
Are you so scared?
He's so scary. The flatline, and then they're like, I didn't know what it would do.
Now we've added the goodness that's of avocado ad. Oil. Perfectly yep. balanced oh, with the great
that sounds scary
taste
as shit.
Basil.
Avocado oil.
Basil, check it out.
Basil with avocado
Basil
oil.
Basil margarine. It'll Basil fucking
avocado.
Kill you.
Live yeah, with
check
heart.
It out. Live with death.
Avocado oil.
Do you have plans tonight? Do you want to have fun with me later?
Courtney Holmes, I am mildly surprised, but offer accepted.
Midnight basement, sublevel C.
What's going on?
I would like you to stop my heart. You give it 1 minute, and then you bring me back.
Okay, now's the point where you say it's all a joke.
What happens to us after we die? The only way to find out is to see for ourselves. We could document that experience.
Did you see a white light? It was more like pure energy.
How is she playing the piano now?
It's like her brain's been rewired.
I'm going next.
Charging 200.
It's a good day to die.
Clear.
Everyone I touch today, I'm gonna heal.
So now wake me.
3 minutes. Jamie only did 2. What can I say? We're competitive. I'm going next. 5 minutes.
7 minutes.
No one's ever come back from that.
Was it all fun? Was there anything disturbing? Something is happening to us. I think I'm going crazy.
Maybe we opened a door.
Something is coming for us.
Something I did.
Clear! Defense, she's not stabilizing.
This experiment needs to end right now.
Clear! I should have told you this wasn't about science or discovery.
Clear!
It's been over 4 minutes!
I did not know that the side effects would show up and start hunting us down.
Clear! This was my fault.
Flatliners, starring Ellen Page and... We were watching Trailer Park Boys. It was in the screen, and there was a young Ellen Page there. And the guy's like, oh, Ellen Page, one of the lesbians that just, we lost one of the good ones. Yeah, he said, like the lesbian, like she turned lesbian, so we lost one of the good ones, which is not very cool. But yeah, she stars in Flatliners. I guess she's rejuvenating her career a little bit since.
Juno?
Well, no, she did. She was in.
She's done a bunch of things.
Chris Nolan. What the fuck? DiCaprio, Chris Nolan.
Inception.
The Inception, thank you.
But one of the producers, Michael Douglas.
Oh.
Yep. And Kiefer Sutherland returning from the first Flatliners.
Oh, interesting. So I'm guessing this is a yay for you, Carp.
Yeah, I mean, it looks pretty good. I love the original Flatliners. It was so good, especially the cast. I mean, Keither, Julia Roberts, Christian Slater, the whole, like, is there life after death type thing. And then, oh, yeah, well, here's what experience. And then death coming back to be like, yeah, guess what? You shouldn't have experienced that. Learn your lesson. You know, it was a great psychological thriller.
There we go.
At the time. I mean, I love the first one. I could see myself, you know, catching this a Tuesday, even maybe at some point this weekend if I'm free.
Charlie, I know you're not a fan of the scary movies, but...
I love psychological thrillers, but...
Okay, that's an A. Heavy set. Fan of Saw? Maybe you like psychological shit? Meh.
Yeah, I like Saw, but...
Okay, that's an A. And this is going to be a Netflix for me. All right, plug the show. Close the show. Plug's final thoughts. Heavy set, go ahead.
Bargain bin, you fuck.
Oh, yeah. Let's get into the...
Bargain bin, you fuck.
Let's get into Carp's bargain bin.
You are such a piece of shit.
Oh, hey, Kev.
Hey, let's chill.
But I'm a piece of shit.
That's true.
Anytime, Carp. Whenever you're ready. Somebody's on mute, possibly.
Carp is on mute.
There we go.
You should still have my original sound clip, you piece of shit. If not, I still have it.
You are such a piece of shit.
Send it to you.
Ooh. Hey!
But I'm a piece of shit. Ah, that's true.
On Netflix.
I'm not impressed by your performance.
On Netflix, Little Evil. Little Evil, starring Adam Scott and Evangeline Lilly.
Little Evil.
Yeah. So Adam Scott marries this woman who has a child, and the child just happens to look like Damien from Omen.
Okay.
And starts acting like Damien from Loman. Omen.
Easy for you to say.
So basically the kid is the Antichrist, and all the shit that happens to Adam Scott while he's trying to get along with his stepson is hilarious, because the kid is the son of the devil, and Lily's character trying to explain things away at the same time, because her son is evil, is gold. Adam Scott is great in comedy. I always look forward to the stuff he does. Even the Bridget Everett, she's a really big... comedic actress, or not comedic actress, but she's a big comedian chick who sings. She does a great job in it. Hey, she plays up her size in her comedy, so she can play up her size in the movie.
There you go.
She plays a lesbian, ironically enough.
I mean, great cast.
And the same writer as Tucker and Dale versus Evil, so I knew I was going to love it from the start. Definitely check this out. It's super entertaining. Critics and regular fans are split down the middle. Myself, this is a 8 out of 10. If you got a little over an hour and a half to kill, enjoy yourself some great comedy horror. Definitely check this out on Netflix while it's still available.
Thank you very much, Carp. Close the show. Plugs, final thoughts. Start with our resident American, Mr. Avisett.
Check out my podcast on the brand new TrendingTopicsNetwork.com. I got two particular shows. I have CFL Easy Picks, and I also have All Beer Inside. Also, go to StableWars.com. We're always looking for new members for our pay-per-view, and always looking for new members. So please check that out.
I think I'm going to call that a heavy set now, where you plug everybody else's show. You sabotage the fucking segment. You pull the heavy set. Carp, what do you got going on?
I mean, I say listen to Wrestling Cheers and Hanging with Heavy. And in association, because they are wrestling-related shows, when you go to StableWars.com, you can win DVDs.
Nice.
And if you're a new member, you can even win a DVD as well. For myself at Killer Carpe Diem. And then there's something about, allbeerinside.com. Thank you. Allbeerinside.com. Thank you, Charlie. Is up and running now.
Yay.
And sooner rather than later, we're going to have an Amazon link. Unfortunately, I cannot get an Inside the Cellar link. They want me to pay a monthly fee to be an affiliate, which is stupid, and
that
I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
But I'm going to find some other affiliates to get on with, hopefully, when it comes down to beer.
Cool. Thank you very much, Carp. On the show this week, live in the salt of that old school.
Sorry.
Oh, sorry.
I forgot.
Go ahead. One more.
And if you listen on a mobile device, download the Podbean app. subscribe to the Trending Topics Network.
Yes.
You can listen to us on your mobile device.
I actually downloaded it. It's super cool. It notifies you when new podcasts are available. You can download them when you're on Wi-Fi. Yeah, it's a great little app. Works well. All right, Charlie, in-house here. What do you got going on?
Nothing. Okay. my podcast is SDFU.
Hey, Charlie, what's that
about?
I
heard it's a really good show.
It's a really good show. It features two very cool people, and I'm ignoring Carp speaking. So you could go to sdfupodcast.com and love life and fuck Carp.
All right. So for Carp.
Did you hang up on me, you fucking...
No, I accidentally disconnected. I don't know what happened there.
You are such...
I have no idea what happened there. I'm sorry. We must have had a glitch. Sorry about that. We had a glitch.
Your name now Morton.
Dude, I don't know what to tell you. We had a glitch. I'm very sorry about that.
You are Morton.
It was Videotron. I'm not sure what's going on.
You are Morton.
So for Carp, Heavyset, Charlie, this is Old School Thing. Thank you very much for listening.
Thank you. You're a fucking...
Bye.
From the studio known for confusing length with depth, complexity with intelligence, and self-absorbed downers with heroism, the DCEU pulls off its biggest success yet by not doing those things. Wonder Woman. After Supergirl, Catwoman, and Elektra, studios doubted a female-led superhero movie could succeed. Now, Patty Jenkins bravely asks the question, what if a female-led superhero movie wasn't absolute garbage from beginning to end? And had a powerful message for girls. Save the world. Look flawless doing it. Be a literal god. Then men might begrudgingly half tolerate your presence.
Sir, if this woman can read it, we should hear what she has to say.
Yes, very well.
Woohoo! Progress! Settle in for an origin story about the Greek gods. Inside an origin story for Wonder Woman. Inside an origin story for World War II.
The armistice is of paramount importance.
And visit Themyscira. Visit Xena, Warrior Island, a society of women trained from birth to cover for Gal Gadot's accent.
In the event of an invasion.
This belonged to the greatest warrior in our history.
You need to tell us now.
Yes, but Ares is behind that corruption.
These Amazons have been preparing their whole lives to fight the god of war, Ares. And you can bet that when war reaches their shores, they'll get wrecked by German teams with bolt-action rifles. Maybe send out a scout once every 500 years, or at least deploy some of your invisible jets. I know you have them. Meet Diana, a girl never actually referred to as Wonder Woman. She's the hero the DCEU doesn't deserve, but sure as hell needs right now. She's optimistic, confident, iron-willed, vulnerable, uncompromising, and just so hot. I can say that, right? I mean, I don't want to come off like James Cameron, because it's definitely not the only thing she's got going for, but damn. She's stronger, faster, and smarter than the men around her. But every superhero has a kryptonite, and hers is not knowing jack about anything.
War. What war?
It's a watch, tells time.
What for?
Why are they holding hands? What do these women wear into battle?
Does the average man not sleep? What is a secretary? At the front? Wait, front of what? Marriage?
You speak 100 languages. You know what marriage means. Experience this groundbreaking superhero movie, but not so groundbreaking that they didn't put one of the bankable Hollywood Chris's in it. Chris Pine surprises and delights in a performance that gives him his first lead in the great Hollywood Chris-off. But he's more than just eye candy. He's Diana's emotional support, a voice of caution, and a love interest in constant need of rescue. Hey, they gave him the role women always have to play against the male superheroes, didn't they? I see what you did there. In a film with two grounded, complex leads, cringe at villains pulled from a different, much campier movie.
But the Musk won't help.
They don't know that.
That seems to forget the Germans in World War I were not the Nazis.
I'm one of the good guys. And those are the bad guys.
Seriously expects us to buy this human milk thistle as the god of war, and implies that Wonder Woman kept her head down for all of Hitler and Stalin, but did suit up the moment Lex Luthor made a Ninja Turtle. You know what? I'm sorry for even bringing BVS into this. Let's just let this one stand on its own. So get ready for a film about balancing the good and bad in all of us that contains good and bad within itself. And this flawed but important movie that's no less important for having flaws. Is it an inspirational, well-made film that finally gives women a superhero to be proud of? Yes. Does it end with a lightning hands mustache man yelling video game level dialogue?
And I believe in love.
Then I will destroy you!
Also, yes. Starring Amazon Prime. Want to touch the piney? Also the queen and gladiator. Princess Cutter-Up.
Oh, party boy. Would you, apologies.
A drunk Scotsman. A sneaky Frenchman. A wise old Indian guide. What are these guys, the Howland stereotypes? Pam Beasley, Dawn Tinsley. Dun, 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 dun. And Snyder Vision. A Justice League of her own.
Maybe you're better off without me, yeah?
No, Charlie. Who will sing for us?
Your friend clearly has PTSD.
Don't go in there!
Let him go home.